Now, as we always do on the Your Call Media Roundtable, we try to start off on a positive note and give kudos to a reporter or a news outlet that did a good job this week. Suzanne, have you seen anything this week in the coverage, especially on climate, that you thought was done particularly well?
I'm going to start off by plugging our own coverage because I think it is really great. You won't see anything like this anywhere else in the English language. That said, I'm going to pivot to something totally outside the climate sphere, and that's to really give a shout-out to the New York Times for a very sympathetic and really quite poignant profile of Monica Lewinsky that ran yesterday in the Style section, and that talks about how she's trying to reclaim her life after, the Lewinsky scandal in 1998. And that really resonated with me because, she was only 22 years old. But also, that story just called up how much we have changed, and I think for the better, in terms of how we view sexual harassment and just how we view gender and how things have changed. And really, she was victimized in a way that I hope would not happen today, but very well might.
And she just gave a talk at TED, I know, in which she talked about the importance of stopping bullying online and so forth. So I guess that's all part of this new effort on her part.
Yeah, and also, it just calls up the debates we're talking about now with internet bullying, the way women are criticized so aggressively on Twitter and on social media, and of course the sexual assault on campus. Her presence, I think, reminds us of a lot of what's been going on over the last few decades on this sphere.
So that's a shout-out to the New York Times, that little-known media organization out of New York City. We'll, of course, provide a link to that story at yourcallradio.org.